I'm Marco Werman. It's The World. Buddhism, Shintoism, atheism. That's my three-word summary of what I know about religion in Japan. So let's try to clarify that with the next couple of stories. If you look at the stats, the number of Japanese who say they believe in a religion has fallen since World War II. A lot. I'm trying to square that with the fact that in a few minutes we're going to talk about a Japanese cat that is worshipped in life and now in death like a god. Anyway, before we hear about Tama the cat, maybe reporter Naomi Gingold can help me understand generally what's going on with Japanese attitudes toward religion. Naomi?
On a sunny Saturday, just outside one of Tokyo's most famous Shinto shrines, I meet Mikiko Izumi. She's wearing a beautiful yellow kimono tied with a bright orange sash, and she's with her family and newborn son. She's here at Meiji Shrine, she says, for what's called Miyamairi. The baby was born safely, so we came here to give our thanks to the gods, the kami. Here, to a Shinto shrine. I ask Izumi what religion she is, and without pause, she says, oh, Buddhist. But when I got married, I had a Christian wedding in a church. This might sound a little surprising, but Katsutoshi Dodokoro is a Shinto priest at a nearby shrine, and he says this is basically the local norm. When you're born or have a baby, people do Shinto rites. Christian weddings are now really common and popular, and he says, when you die, the ceremony is Buddhist. Now, thousands of years ago, Shinto was the only religion in Japan. And in Shinto, there are many gods. You find them especially in nature, in the wind, the water, the sun. But also, Tadokoro says, one day, the god called Buddha came from mainland Asia. Later, the god called Christ came by boat. It was just two more gods added to the almost countless number we already had. He points out that Japan has always been good at adopting and adapting outside ideas in a Japanese culture, to the point that people think they're just Japanese, like tempura, which was actually introduced by Portuguese Jesuit missionaries. And while Tadokoro may be a Shinto priest, he also celebrates Christmas. In fact, his Shinto shrine used to run a kindergarten for local kids. We would have a Christmas party, and one of the Shinto priests would dress up like Santa Claus and give out presents. But he says, all the kids would say, we know who that is. Kala Aloy is an American who's lived here for 14 years. He says that for people who grew up in monotheistic cultures, it all probably seems pretty strange.
I don't think it's practiced as a faith that we would see that in devout Christians or anyone in the States. I think it's more of a lifestyle practice rather than a devotion. I think if you're a devout Buddhist, you would go to only Buddhist services or only visit temples as opposed to going to Shinto shrines.
There is a small number of devout religious believers in Japan, devout as we might understand it in the West. Christians, members of different Buddhist sects. But clergy and scholars are now saying we need to expand our definition of religious to include the kind of devotion seen here in Japan. So for most Japanese, the big celebrations coming up are the Shinto festival Tanabata in July, in August, the Buddhist festival of the dead, in November, a Shinto ceremony for young kids, and in December, Christmas. In fact, Christmas Eve is the most romantic day of the year in Japan. But that's another story. For The World, I'm Naomi Gingold in Tokyo.